Where were you? Where were you? This is Mega Maker, episode 33. Hey, welcome back, Mega Makers. This is the show for people who make stuff, specifically people who are trying to earn an independent income from the things they create. And we focus on all sorts of people here. There's people that are writers. There's people here that are software developers. There's people who are making physical items like T-shirts and things like that. And the commonality, I think, is that we're using technology to create and distribute the things that we make. And hold on, I'm just going to take a drink here. That's a little eau pétillante avec arôme naturel. It's flavored bleuet et grenade. I think I may have just lost the entire French-speaking audience of the show and everybody that hates food lip-smacking noises. Sorry about that. It has been a long time. We didn't do a show last Friday. We missed it. Where was I? Well, I was launching this book I've been working on forever, Jolt, justinjackson.ca/jolt, if you want to take a look. And last week, July 30th, was the launch day. And the way Gumroad, that's the selling platform I use, the way it does pre-orders is you set the date and the time where it will release the files. And basically, once you've done that, there's no way out of it. Like, you have to have, in my case, the book files uploaded by 3 p.m., or everyone who pre-ordered either gets a refund or they get not the right thing, right? They get whatever placeholder you've put in there. And I did that on purpose because I knew if I had a hard deadline, no matter what, I would ship by 3 p.m. on July 30th. So it's good to set a deadline. But remember, this is real life. Real life keeps going on. And I've got four kids that are not in school right now. So that adds a monkey wrench. I also had my entire family. How many people was that? That was seven people? Seven people come and visit me here in beautiful Vernon, British Columbia. And so we had this big family reunion while I'm in the last week of getting this book ready to go out. All that is to say, I was literally uploading the book files, PDF, EPUB, and Mobi files to Gumroad at 2:59 p.m. on July 30th just to make it to the deadline. And I had all the problems you would expect. The software I was using wasn't exporting the book files properly. I had to like rearrange it, reformat it. But the important part is that I got it out. I shipped it. And one thing I find is if I don't set a deadline and I don't say I'm going to ship this no matter what, it never gets done. I can just keep tweaking forever. And I know in your story that some of you have been working and tweaking on things forever and you just haven't put it out into the world yet. And my advice to you would be to set a deadline and get it out no matter what, even if it's not as finished as you like, because it will never be as finished as you'd like. All right. I know some of you want to hear how the launch went, so let's go and look at my stats. My goal was to sell 500 copies, and then this month in August, I'd like to get to at least 1,000. So on launch, I have, well, as of today, I've sold 626 copies and have earned about, probably around $6,000 right now. This is great. As you know, one of the things I was worried about with a lower priced product, like this one is, the pre-orders were under $10 and now the book is $14.99. I was worried because it takes a lot more sales to get up to a certain level of income. But so far it's selling really well, and I'm actually, the thing that pleases me the most is the feedback I'm getting, the tweets from people, the reviews on Goodreads, the emails from people that say it's really been helpful for them. But I haven't actually said what the book's about. It's creative marketing tactics for software developers, makers, designers, entrepreneurs, freelancers, anyone who sells something online. And actually, maybe what I should do right now is play for you some of the audiobook piece that I'm working on. So right now, my next objective is to create a kind of expanded version of Jolt that I'll have an audiobook, some video, some worksheets, some other kind of things, extras. And that'll be available as an upgrade for people who already bought or as a total package for brand new readers. But maybe I'll play a piece of that right now. So let's start with the introduction. This is Jolt, Chapter 0, Introduction. To get people to buy, you need their attention first. Attention is the lifeblood of your business. If people don't know who you are, it doesn't matter how good your product is. You can't sell what people don't see. The good news is that it's easier than ever to get your message out. The internet has democratized mass communication. As a kid growing up in the 80s, I had 3 TV channels. Everybody watched the same shows because there weren't any other choices. I was limited by availability. The only way to hear about something new was to see it on TV, in the newspaper, on the radio, or in a magazine. All of that's changed with the internet. The internet has spawned thousands of new channels. YouTube alone has 17,000 channels with more than 100,000 subscribers each. Platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat make it easier than ever to engage with customers. Blogs still attract significant traffic. On WordPress alone, over 409 million people visit a blog each month. The downside? It's harder to get people to pay attention to what you're saying. When I was a kid, only the big media companies had a megaphone. Now, everyone has one. Attention is a currency, and there's only so much of it to go around. Consumers now have thousands of places where they can spend their time and attention. The pie isn't bigger, and there are more people that want a piece of it. The doors. It's hard to rise above the noise, but if you don't, you can't be in business. Imagine a hallway with hundreds of doors. Your product is behind one of them. What the customer doesn't know is that your product is a pot of gold. Your competitor's product? They're buckets of coal. The customer needs to choose the right door to get to the pot of gold. They can only choose once. The doors themselves all look the same. They're solid and black. So how would you help the customer get to your product? First, if I was you, I'd paint that black door red. Give your customer a reason to notice your door. Second, you'd probably put a sign on your door. It might say something like, if you're looking for a pot of gold, open this door. Third, you'd leave your number. You know, those tear-off phone numbers you see on the bulletin boards. You'd have those too, just in case the customer wasn't ready to commit. This way, they'd have something in their pocket to remember you by. Now let's talk about that metaphorical pot of gold. Marketing can attract customers, but they'll only stick around if your product is good. At its core, marketing is appealing to human desire. That's what gets people to buy. To succeed, our product's quality needs to live up to its promise. Good marketing cannot outrun a bad product. Ultimately, word of mouth prevails. Lars Lofgren says, most marketing problems are a product problem. You see, people make their purchasing decisions emotionally and then justify them rationally. For those of us who make things, this means 2 things. First, a product's emotional appeal is what gets customers in the door. And 2, usage and enjoyment are what get customers to stick around. If we want to run good businesses, we need both. So let's assume your product is great. How do you get people's attention? How can you, in effect, paint that door red? You can't use the same tactics as everyone else. People are in a slumber. They have thousands of messages thrown at them every day. People don't respond to outdated methods. This gives you an opportunity. Be different, break out of the mold, and surprise folks. People long for originality, creativity, and imagination. Terry O'Reilly, host of the radio show and podcast Under the Influence, summarizes why this approach is effective. He says, the element of surprise is one of the most powerful tools in marketing. It creates impact. Surprise is the vital element of any good story. As marketer John Steele says, in surprise lies the energy to change a mind, convince, inspire, recruit, or persuade. In other words, surprise is a catalyst for action. End quote. That's what this book is about, delivering that jolt of excitement that your audience craves. Each chapter features a unique marketing idea you can try. I'll provide you with real-world case studies for each. As well, you'll get specific action steps to use in your business. Some early reviewers called it guerrilla marketing for the online world. These are unorthodox tactics. As you read them, you might think, nah, that won't work for me. But push yourself to consider it. My job is to make creative suggestions. Your job is to think of creative ways to apply them. My goal is to move you out of your comfort zone and inspire you to try something new. My hope is that this creative stretching helps you acquire new customers for your business. Now let's get started. So that was pretty fun. I hope you enjoyed that. And you know what? Let's do something just for podcast listeners. If you want to get a copy of Jolt, go to gum.co/joltbook/podcast. And that'll give you, 20%. Let's do 20% off the regular price of Jolt. So that's gum.co/joltbook/podcast. I'd love for you to try it out and see if it helps you in your journey to make stuff that people want and actually get it out the door into their hands and make some sales, you know, make a living from the things you create. Now that's enough about me. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about what you're making. I would love to hear from you, and you can get a hold of me a bunch of different ways. I'm on Twitter, the letter M, the letter I, Justin. That's M-I, Justin. I'm actually M-I, Justin everywhere. Snapchat, Instagram. Now there's Instagram stories. I've been playing with that a lot, kind of giving stream of consciousness ideas and thoughts and rants throughout the day. So actually, go follow me on Instagram. Instagram.com/MIJustin. Tell me what you're working on. I'd love to hear about it. My buddy Matt Giovinici, he just created a rap album for entrepreneurs in 30 days. And I was skeptical at first because I was like, this is going to be cheesy or whatever. But I've actually been listening to it on repeat. Here's a little sample. I don't want to be burned.
Credit card, no respect, I'm over it. Bounty hunting fees like I'm Boba Fett. You feel it yet? Got a check, now deposit it. Your entitlement, invest it, man. Take the bet. No regret.
So it's kind of like cheeky, and it's all about basically people who make stuff on the internet. Pretty fun. And he did it in 30 days. He just launched it on August 2nd, and he's got a blog post that goes through all the stats. I'll put this in the show notes, megamaker.co/33. But in 24 hours, he made $1,000 on this rap album that he just launched. So that's worth checking out for sure. I just love hearing about the weird stuff that you guys are making. Weird and unusual, you know? Sometimes to stand out, you do have to just break the mold. You gotta do something that no one else is doing, and I think Matt's done that right there. Again, please get a hold of me with the stuff you're working on. I love to hear about it. In next week's episode, it is time to update you folks on these two apps that my friend Marty and I built and launched. One was called NetworkEffects.me. The other one is RemoteWorkers.club. Haven't given you any updates on those in a while. So next week, we'll give you a little update, a little peek into what it takes to launch, build and launch a recurring software business. And so if you're fans of my old show, Build and Launch, or Product People, tune in next week for that. This music you're hearing right now, that's our theme music. It's by striker-metal.com. Go there, buy some of their music. I know a lot of you have bought it to like pump yourselves up, especially this song here. This one's called Bad Decisions. And our podcast is hosted, not toasted, on simplecast.fm. Folks, some of you have been leaving reviews. Megamaker.co/review takes you straight to iTunes. I love those reviews. They give me the motivation and the energy to keep going. So please, if you can hear my voice right now, please go to iTunes, search for Mega Maker, click the 5 stars, and write something nice. I love reading those. Talk to you next week.
You know what's a good cartoon, Inside Out? Have you guys seen that?
I've seen that.
Like, like 17 times.
It was so good.
I've seen that. Like 17 times.
No, it's true. Every single movie that they released, we have to watch like, I don't know.
So many times?
Every time. Like it froze and I know everything. Like
I know everything. Spinning and on the end. There's another cartoon I saw that I thought was really good.
It was new. Zootopia?
Oh yeah, Zootopia! Yeah, so good!
15 times that one.
Hey, this is Justin. If you've been a fan of the show for a long time, you know that I used to do these Easter eggs at the end of almost every episode. And I thought I would do one again. That clip is me and my family just hanging out while they were here in town, hanging out on the deck overlooking this amazing valley and sunset. And I wanted to include it because it just, it reminds me of why we're doing what we're doing. And I almost lost sight of that when I was, you know, kind of in a stressful state trying to release my book, Jolt. And I took a lot of time away from the family reunion to get it out. But that clip right there, us all sitting around a table, my kids, my brother-in-law, my sisters, my brother, my parents, my beautiful wife, we're just all sitting around. This is why we do what we do. This is why we want to be independent makers, people who are earning an independent income from the things we create so that we can have moments like that. But sometimes we're so heads down that we miss them. So if you've made it this far, you got to work hard, but don't ever forget why you're doing it.